You're listening to MMA Rated Radio, brought to you by Crooked Jaw. For more, check him out at crookedjaw.net. Ariel Helwani here with you again, talking today with Ron Kruk, one of the top journalists on the MMA beat. Of course, you can catch him every Friday night on HDNet's Inside MMA or trolling Cage or Ringside on all HDNet fights telecast. Ron, welcome to MMA Rated Radio.
Ariel, I appreciate it. And Crooked Jaw is about right. I have to apologize if I sound like I took a few uppercuts from like Phil Baroni or something. I spent a couple fun-filled hours at the dentist today, so that was a good time. But I appreciate you having me on.
Well, thank you for double booking us. I didn't know about that, so I'm sorry for inflicting more pain on your mouth. But I promise I'll go easy on you as opposed to the dentist. Very excited to be talking with you because we've spoke to a lot of bloggers out there, obviously a lot of fighters, a lot of people who cover the sport, but never really someone who's in your position, someone covering on television. And that's a subject that, you know, I'm very, well versed in and something that I take a lot of interest in. So I appreciate all the work you've done. And I want to talk about your career and how you sort of got to where you are now in terms of covering MMA, just wanted to give you kudos because I mentioned this on the site. Last week, you called the IFL event, which was last Friday, and I thought you did a masterful job. I really enjoyed you in this role as opposed to in that sort of quasi sideline reporter role. I thought you brought a lot to the table and really improved the telecast. So just wanted to make mention of that and give you props.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. Kenny Rice, who normally does the IFL play-by-play, had a conflict with his other gig with NBC. So I've had the fortune of stepping in to the microphone and doing play-by-play for the IFL a few times and really enjoy it. I mean, that was a card in New Jersey where it was easy to call because they just had solid fights from top to bottom, and that always makes play-by-play announcer's job much, much easier. But I do appreciate the kind words. It was a blast. You know, if you would have asked me 7 years ago if my full-time sports broadcasting career would be in MMA, I would have thought you were crazy. You mentioned, a little bit about my background. I started off in covering mainstream sports. You know, I graduated from the University of Colorado in the mid-90s, and I'm a Denver guy. I took a couple jobs locally at news affiliates covering, the Denver Nuggets and Colorado Avalanche. And when I came to HDNet about 5 years ago, my role was to cover boxing, and I started doing that, and I've always enjoyed boxing. I followed that sport since I was a real little kid. My grandpa was always into boxing, and then one day executive producer Daryl Ewalt, HDNet, came to me and said, "Listen, have you ever heard of mixed martial arts?" And I was like, "Of course, UFC. I've gotten many pay-per-views and always been a big fan." And he told me, "Well, we've got a deal going with the WEC, World Extreme Cage Fighting," and this was before, they had gone into partnership with the UFC. They had a nice little setup out in beautiful Lemoore, California. Yes, where is Lemoore, California? It's about half hour south of Fresno. But, went out there. It was their first time doing a show on TV, so they wanted to make sure we got at least 2 90-minute shows out of it. So I think they had something like 15 fights on this card, man. It was crazy. It was like 5.5 hours, and it was just a great experience. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Reporting that night, I was doing the ring reporting and post fight interviews, and just to wrap it up, my highlight was, Olaf Alfonso, this guy that was just, the WEC's kind of poster boy there at the early days. And, talking to him before the fight, he told me he broke his nose like 9 different times. And he just has this war with John Polakowski. These two just go at it for 3 rounds. And, I'm doing the post. They end up, he wins it by decision, and his nose is like a Z. I mean, it's going in 3 different directions. And I just said, "Hey, Olaf, man, you told me you broke your nose 9 times. Is this 10? Oh, no, Ron, it's not broken." Like, you might want to check that out, buddy. All right, so that's it for here. But it was great, you know, and that kind of started it off, WEC and HDNet. And, you know, here we are about 6 years later doing our own thing with HDNet Fights.
At that point, did you have any sort of inkling that, you know, Mark Cuban, you know, everyone knows about him in the NBA and what he's done outside of the world of sports, but did you know that he was interested in getting so involved in the world of mixed martial arts as he is today?
I think at those early shows, you know, the end of 2002, early 2003, not really. I think it was new to Mark. I know that he knows, you know, the hot sports and had heard that, hey, you know, the UFC is getting big, people are getting into mixed martial arts more and more, and that's when he, you know, it piqued his interest. I'll never forget, probably after doing 5 or 6 shows, sitting in a hotel room before a show in Lemoore and emailing back and forth with Mark, and he wanted to know more about the WEC, and, you know, I described it as, basically, you know, they're a great league. They got a good setup on this with the Tachi Palace outside casino. You know, it was just a nice little place. They could sell it out every time, about 3,000, 2,500 people. And, you know, they said it's a great feeder league into the UFC. And Mark wrote back and basically said, you know, I hate the minor leagues. How do we take on the UFC? And I'll never forget that, sitting there going, wow. Okay, I guess it's on. And, you know, Mark is an incredible businessman. He knows that you're not just going to come in and, you know, take on the NBA or take on the NFL or take on the UFC. It's going to take some time, but he has been interested for quite some time.
Did he ever consider buying the WEC prior to Zuffa getting involved with them?
You know, I don't really know the details on the business end of what happened. You know, when our contract ran out with the WEC, we had a 3-year contract, I believe. We were still under the influence that they were going to come back to us. We thought they were happy with the deal. We were happy with the deal. And then Zuffa came in, and, you know, I give both Reed Harris and Scott Adams a lot of credit. It was a great deal for them. It made sense, and I wish them the best of luck. And so, you know, we just kind of mutually went our own ways. And I think Mark was happy with that because I think his long-term idea was to one day get HDNet Fights going.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about Inside MMA, of course, every Friday night on HDNet. And without a doubt, this goes down as, you know, a revolutionary concept in terms of covering the world of mixed martial arts, the first ever studio-based show, weekly recap show, this, you know, along the same lines as the stuff that we've seen on ESPN, Baseball Tonight, NFL Primetime, and really trying to bring the world of mixed martial arts to the mainstream public and get everyone up to speed with the storylines and the news of the day. And since the show's inception in September, I believe, it's definitely evolved and grown into a nice little product. How long had that been in the works, launching this type of show? Because on the internet, you didn't hear so much about it. I mean, you heard that Mark Cuban was interested, but then it seemed as though, like, within a span of a week, hey, check it out. There's a new weekly recap magazine show being launched this Friday night. It sort of came out of nowhere. Was this something that you guys worked on for a long time prior to its debut?
I think the concept was always there. You know, one of the keys with MMA now is getting more mainstream sport fans involved, and we thought this was a great idea to not really copy what SportsCenter is doing. We bring, with the 3-person panel each week, a unique approach to this show. And there had always been discussions, but to make this happen, you know, we assembled a great team of, you know, our producer, Hank Siegel, of course, our host, Kenny Rice and Boss Rutan, and a lot of people behind the scenes. That really, we brainstormed and we wanted to bring highlights to people. You know, we wanted to show that there is more to this sport than, you know, the UFC and the bigger shows of the IFL and different things like that. So we do have cameras going out. We wanted to do more of the, you know, what I do, the studio news and interviews with newsmakers. You know, a lot of people still aren't exposed to who these guys are. And although we want to concentrate on what they're doing within mixed martial arts, it's also a good chance to kind of find out what's going on with them outside of the cage or outside of the ring. So the concept was there. You know, I did for a while with the WEC a half-hour pre-fight show called WEC Exposed. And that was more of looking into the backgrounds, you know, doing features on guys like Chris Lytle, you know, who's a firefighter when he's not fighting, and some of the different stories. It wasn't as much as a Sports Center type program that Inside MMA is, but, you know, after a few shows, it was a half hour in length. It was working so well. We just didn't have enough time. So right away we boosted it up to an hour and we just keep rocking.
All that said, though, are you happy with the way the show has progressed over time? I mean, it's almost been now, I guess, 8 months or so since it's been on the air. Do you think that there is, obviously, there's always going to be room for improvement, but is there something that you think that could be really improved upon, or are you very happy with the way things stand right now?
You know, I think there's always room for improvement. I don't think that you want to be that comfortable or that cocky thinking, hey, we've got it. It's a done deal. This is what we want to do. I like some of the things that we've added the past few months, like the all-time top 10 MMA fighters. It's been a great debate. I know just voting for that was tough for me to pick a top 10 of all time. So I think additions like that have been fantastic. And you know, I'd like to see us get back to some of our early shows where we had, you know, comedian Ray Romano on and Kevin James and guys like that who really are just huge fans of the sport, but also very knowledgeable. I'd like to see us try to get some more of those guys on. And I think you can look for that in the future. But overall, I'm extremely pleased at how far we have come. And as you said, in only 8 months and with the, you know, we are not NBC and Strikeforce. You know, we do not, HDNet does not have, you know, the production aspects that they do or resources. So I think we do a lot with what we have.
Now, obviously, HDNet is yet to reach all the cable companies and get into, you know, as many households as, say, a Spike TV in terms of on the cable platform. But are you able to share what kind of ratings that Inside MMA gets? How many people, in terms of how many people actually get HDNet, are actually watching the program? Do you know that?
Well, we don't have, like, the Nielsen ratings. We don't get a number each week saying Inside MMA generated a 1.6 like Spike TV does. Basically, we know that HDNet is available in and people have subscribed to it in about 6 to 7 million homes. That number will continue to grow as they're working on deals with, you know, the biggest cable provider out there in Comcast. And basically, we are on every cable system and, of course, satellite with DirecTV and Dish Network. But if they can work the deal with Comcast, then that's really going to take us up and get us into the public eye even more.
Well, I think the biggest indicator might be if a huge amount of people have signed on to or have made their sort of voices felt by asking their cable operators to get HDNet since, you know, the MMA coverage has stepped up since, you know, doing the Yarinoka show, since the rumors of perhaps Dream being televised, since the IFL coming aboard. Are you guys up to speed in terms of, you know, MMA bringing a lot more attention to the network prior to September of 07?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, sports-wise, I would say it's the most popular sport on the network. You know, we do cover the NHL. We do cover Major League Soccer, NASCAR, Grand National Division, and things like that. And it's just the feedback that we receive on a daily basis from viewers and as you said, from people who you see on different web pages and writing in saying, wait a minute, how do I get HDNet? You know, I see you guys are doing Sport Fight this week or the IFL last week, whatever. People want it. People want to see this, and you're exactly right. They are calling their cable providers to see what the deal is.
You're really in a remarkable position right now because, again, other than Spike TV and Versus, which are both airing Zuffa-owned promotions, no one else is really covering the sport like you guys. I mean, and you guys are showing everything from, like you said, Sport Fight to the XFL in Oklahoma to the IFL. I mean, you're really giving the sport its due. Anything that we should know about in terms of, like I said, we've heard the dream rumors. We've heard maybe other – we kind of heard about World Victory Road, but that's sort of quieted down. Should we expect any other new promotions or any other new shows coming about that will be, you know, based around the world of MMA?
This is the same question I ask our CEO of HDNet Fights, Andrew Simon, on a daily basis. You know, especially for my news reports on Inside MMA, it can be a little frustrating when you log on to some web pages and maybe a rumor or two have exploded and they get out there. And yeah, there was talk with Dream. There was talk. The hottest rumor now is making the Tim Sylvia and Fedor Emelianenko fight happen in July and airing on HDNet. I am not confirming that. As I reported last week, nothing is final. It's definitely discussions are underway. And that's really our goal, is to get the best possible fights on the air. I think the IFL has been a great partnership. I've worked with them for a couple years now, freelance basis, and now with HDNet. The Sport Fight is a great partnership, and you know, just stay tuned. As things come, we will definitely report it, but we're trying to make a lot happen because the goal is to bring MMA fans and just sports fans the best possible fights out there. I can't break any news as of now, but I will say that we are in discussions and negotiations with several different groups right now. And I'm hoping that we can make the Tim Sylvia Fedor thing happen because I think it's a great fight. I think it's a smart fight for both guys.
The rumored Sylvia and Fedor fight that you mentioned, I know there's a lot of crossing the T's and dotting the I's that needs to go down, but if it does actually happen, is it going to be on HDNet? Meaning, is that sort of part of the package, or will that be a whole separate other deal?
Possibly. It's too early to really comment on it, but that is a aspect that could happen.
All right. I want to ask you about, and again, this is something I'm really interested in because as a sort of side note, I used to work at HBO Sports, right? And we always had to clear footage and have to go through all the, you know, the other different leagues, the NBA, the Major League Baseball, the NHL, and have to go through all the problems of, you know, what footage could we use, what footage couldn't we use. And this is something that I'm sure you're very well up to speed now with Zuffa and them not allowing you to show any WEC or UFC footage. You show the photos, which I guess are cleared by the Associated Press or Getty or any type of other photo agency that you go through. How big of an issue that has that been in terms of, you know, if you want to be this news program that is covering the sport equally and fairly, that you can't show the biggest promotion out there?
It's very disappointing. There's no doubt about it. We spoke with Zuffa and several people within the organization when we began this, and their take on Inside MMA was, well, if you are speaking about other mixed martial arts promotions or showing highlights from them, we really don't want to be involved. And that's where, you know, the UFC is right now. They are the NFL of MMA. They don't have to be a part of it. I think that, and our hope is that, and we know they're watching, that one of these days they're going to say, listen, this is a legitimate show. It's great for the sport. Why aren't we being a part of this and giving these guys some highlights? That's the goal. We're still talking to them. And I think that possibly that could happen. Right now, you're right, that's gaining rights, broadcasting rights is they're the only ones that we have an issue with. So we do go through and we show pictures. We have to. This is the Sports Center for MMA. For us to come on the air and pretend like the UFC is not out there or the WEC is not out there is not a benefit to anyone watching the show. It's foolish, and they are the premier league right now. So of course we're going to speak about it. Everyone else is on board. The IFL, Elite XC, Strike Force, you name it, everyone is sending us highlights, and understand this is great marketing for them. It gets their product out there, and it shows the fans, hey, there are more organizations out there than just the UFC and the WEC. I'm still holding out hope that they will come around and say, all right, guys, you can use 30 seconds. Even 30 seconds would be a benefit.
Yeah, it would make a huge difference. But the thing that I kind of scratched my head on is, you look at ESPN. Back in the day, 10 years ago, they didn't have the rights to the NBA, yet they were still able to show NBA highlights. Right now, they don't have an NHL deal, but they still show NHL highlights. And obviously, the NHL is in a position where they want to have their highlights shown on ESPN. But that said, I mean, isn't there some sort of fair use loophole that you guys can go under in saying that you are a legitimate news program and this is part of the news and you need to show the highlights?
Spoken like a true journalist. I love it. Absolutely. We have looked into things like that. We apply for press credentials pretty much every event, and we are normally denied those, actually always denied those. We have asked for just feeds from their broadcast truck. We've never gotten those. And so, possibly we could, record them at HDNet headquarters and use them. But, there's already some issues between HDNet and Zuffa right now that we don't – I don't think it's a necessary step at this point to really – to push it. And as I said earlier, this, we're still holding out that they're going to see Inside MMA is a benefit to the sport and hopefully can be a benefit to the UFC as well.
Playing sort of devil's advocate, do you think that as long as Mark Cuban is interested in promoting the sport and you hear his name attached to Randy Couture, who is, not in good standing right now with Dana White and Zuffa, do you think that's their bigger issue, that they don't want to sort of help feed you guys and help grow you guys if you are interested in promoting the sport, as opposed to ESPN is in no way are they trying to start up an NHL league or an NBA or a basketball league or in a hockey league? So do you think that might be their biggest problem, as opposed to just not wanting to help you out in terms of covering the sport?
Well, this is just my take. This is speculation. And I would say that doesn't help, but it's not the main issue. As I said, when we were just basically starting Inside MMA, having the concept out there, we realized, hey, we want Zuffa, we want the UFC on board for this show. They were hesitant from the beginning. So I don't think that's, the lawsuit going on right now is the main issue. Do they look at us as competition? Absolutely. I think they do. Anytime you have a sports genius like Mark Cuban involved, that's going to, you're going to have to look at that as your competition. So I don't think it's the main reason. I think that they are, with their pay-per-view numbers, are in a great spot right now. They feel we don't need this extra publicity.
All right, Ron, final question, and this is the big one. When is MMArated.com, and more specifically myself, going to be invited to be on the panel?
Oh, man, we got to get that going right now. Let me tell you, absolutely. You would be... Ariel, you'd be money. We'll get you on there. I'll definitely talk to my producer, Hank Siegel, and we'll make it happen, buddy.
All right. I was just joking. I didn't want to paint you into a corner there or push you into the corner, but, I thought
Listen,
I had to take
I'm a
chance.
Big fan. The web page is coming along. I check it out all the time. So keep up the good work. We'll make it happen, and definitely we'll keep in touch.